I'm Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm very pleased to have on the phone with me today three nurses, two of whom have become as known as the Texas whistleblower nurses in all the media. So I have with me Ann Mitchell, Vicki Lynn Gale, and Naomi Warren, who will be discussing with me the ordeal and the process that they went through related to events, as I said, covered in AJN and in the media. All these nurses at one point worked at Winkler County Hospital in Texas, and we'll kind of take this piece by piece. So let me first ask, Ann, can you tell me what you did at the hospital?
I was a compliance officer and the credentialing person. I credentialed all the physicians to make sure they had the proper paperwork in order and the background check to make sure there weren't any issues with them before they became medical staff participants.
Right. And how about you, Vicki Lynn? What did you do there?
I was the utilization management coordinator, the performance improvement coordinator, and medical staff coordinator.
Right. And Naomi, how about you?
I was a family nurse practitioner in the rural health clinic, and I covered the emergency room periodically.
Now, you worked there through when? Because you left before everything kind of started up there, didn't you?
I started there in 1996, and I left in February of 2009.
Okay. All right. So you all were working there for a number of years before all the events unfolded. So as I understand it, in April, after much discussion, perhaps amongst yourself and several incidents at the hospital without any action by the hospital, Ann and Vicki Lynn, you wrote a letter in April to the medical board. Is that correct?
Yes, but Naomi Warren did also. All of our information was sent in one envelope.
Oh, okay. And she wrote an accompanying letter.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you wrote the letter to the Texas Medical Board because you felt strongly that they needed to be aware of the situation involving this physician and substandard practices or unsafe practices. And then when, after you wrote this letter, did you first get an inkling that things were not going to go well?
There were rumors in town. I also work for the county judge. I do emergency management.
And this is who talking?
This is Ann.
Ann, okay.
And I know a lot of people in town, and there were rumors going around that we were going to be arrested for sending in a letter to the Texas Medical Board, that they were trying to find out who sent this letter. And once they did find out who sent it, that these people, whoever they were going to be arrested.
Wow. And then, in fact, before you were arrested, you were fired, correct?
That's correct. They interviewed us, the sheriff did, at the hospital. And the next, the evening that they interviewed us, they confiscated our computers. They discovered the letter. Of course, Naomi's letter was not on that computer because she did hers separately, and they discovered the letter on the computer, and it went from there. We were fired on June the 1st, we were indicted on June the 11th, and we were arrested on June the 12th of 2009.
Now, did you actually spend time in jail?
We went in, and we were processed, and we were probably in booking for about an hour.
And that must have been just sort of an out-of-body experience. What was going through your mind during all this?
It was very unusual because we had worked with most of these people for a long time. You have to understand, Vicki Lynn and I have been working at that hospital since 1986, and so we knew most of the people that worked out there. As a matter of fact, the one person that was doing some of the fingerprinting, her mother worked with us at the hospital. She's the lab director there and has been a friend of mine for many, many years, and as were some of the people that were out there. We've worked with them in different capacities, so it was very unusual for them to be doing that with us.
And Vicki Lynn, what about you? What was your perception as this was all unfolding? Did you just feel that this can't be happening and it'll all get fixed pretty quickly?
It was surreal. We knew that we hadn't done anything illegal, and we could not understand how we could be when we had been questioned by Robert Roberts, I had explained to him that nurses had a duty and an obligation, and I didn't think I could be arrested.
Right, and that's the sheriff, Robert Roberts.
Yeah.
So as things unfolded, and then the sheriff and continued the investigation, and then brought in the county attorney, and you went to court in August, and there was an indictment at that point.
The indictment was in June.
Oh, in June, that's correct. So August was the hearing, correct?
A pretrial hearing, yes.
Right, and then when did the trial start?
February the 8th of 2010.
Right. So, and then in February, of course, the support for all of you was much early. I know we reported on it in AJN in our October issue. So, I know the nursing organization, the nursing world, were kind of dumbfounded that this was getting as far as along as it was in the legal process. I know I had spoken to people, and they said, oh, well, you know, they'll never indict them. This is just, you know, small-town politics and, you know, people who know people are engineering this. But I think the nursing world was kind of shocked when it actually got through to trial.
The person that I called, the Board of Nurse Examiners in Texas, this is Ann, and I talked to a lady, her name was Jan, and she gave me some information where to look, of course, in the Nurse Practice Act and what have you, and we had already done that. And I said, well, we're going to be arrested. And she got very quiet. She said, they can't arrest you. And I said, oh, yes, they can. And I'm telling you, they're going to. Because, of course, we've worked here a long time. We know how things operate. And it did happen. And after we had found out they were going to do that, we had, of course, had contacted a couple of attorneys, our attorneys in Midland. And we have an attorney here also in Kermit. And everyone kept saying they can't arrest you for that. But it did happen. And I knew it was going to be very costly, and I went over to Naomi's house. I said, you know, she lives down the street from me, and I said, I'm not sure what we're going to do. If I have to, we'll just remortgage our house, but I'm not going to do this. Mm-hmm. We didn't do anything wrong. We had a right to do what we did for patient safety, and we just took it from there. And that's when Naomi contacted the Texas Nursing Association. I think Vicki Lynn had also contacted one of her people that she had gone to school with, didn't you?
Carol Boswell was an instructor, yeah. Or is an instructor at Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Naomi had contact. Did you have a specific contact, Naomi?
I wasn't sure who to contact, so I went online to the Texas Nurse Association, and I emailed the Government Affairs Office, and I just let them know that there were two nurses who were indicted and fired from their jobs for reporting a doctor to the Texas Medical Board, and that I knew that this would be a financial strain, and that this was a critical test of nurses' responsibility to advocate for patient safety, and I asked if there was a legal defense fund at the association that might help them. And then within an hour, I received a call from Claire Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
And
Jim Willman.
She put me on speakerphone with Jim Willman, the association's lawyer, and herself. And I told them everything I knew. And
mm-hmm.
I think they were appalled about it, and I'm sure that they couldn't believe it, nor could I. Yeah, it was hard to believe that we were experiencing this nightmare.
Now, when you went home, and I mean, how did your families, were they as astonished as you were, or did they just without question just said, well, you know, this is wrong and we're going to fight it?
This is Vicki. It's hard to say. My husband is very supportive. He doesn't understand all the ins and outs of nursing, but he supported me all the way. I told him I'd done the right thing that was required. He also knew that there had been an ongoing struggle at the hospital. I wasn't happy. I kept saying they're not letting me do my job properly. I don't know what to do about it. So he knew there was problems at work.
Yeah.
My husband, this is Ann, my husband was supportive. He was angry because he had been watching me get out of bed every day, come over here and do my job to the best of my ability. We had delayed vacations. We had put things off because of my responsibilities to the hospital. And he could not understand how this could be happening to somebody that was so loyal to that facility. So that was really difficult for him. It's hard to be laid off like that, you know, and lose half of your salary. I do still work for the county judge. I do still work at Winkler County. But losing that position was a big hit for us in a lot of different ways.
Now, you were fired in June 1st, and then you were out of work until when?
Now, I continued to work. I continued
to
work for the county judge as the emergency management coordinator, which is a position I had held for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was working, part of my job was at the hospital, and part of my job was for the county.
Okay. How about you, Vicki Lynn?
That was the only job I had. I am no longer employed.
Okay. And Naomi, you had already moved on.
I did secure a position at the Sand Hills Clinic in Monahans, which is about 40 miles from our home in jail.
Right. Now, I'm going to take a break here and make it at the end of part one, just it's easier for our listeners to download when they're shorter pieces. And then for all you listeners, we're going to have a part two, so just look for part two on your screen.